This is Mike Adams here. I have to bring your attention to some extreme marketing fraud in the storable food industry, where there are food companies that are falsely claiming that their products are Health Ranger approved and that they are lab tested by my lab. This is happening. There's a couple of companies doing this. We've got our attorneys involved, of course. But so far, one company in particular is just refusing to respond, refusing to take down the fraudulent claims and false information. They're selling a lot of food. They're kind of big in the alternative information industry. And one of these companies in particular, I just want to bring this to your attention so that, you know, they're exploiting my good name to claim that their foods are approved by me and that they're being routinely tested by me, and they're not. The only food that's being routinely tested by my lab is our own Health Ranger buckets. That's it. We're not doing any outside testing for any other brands on any other websites. But one company in particular, we did have a relationship many years ago. I think it was like 5 or 6 years. I don't remember exactly how many years. And in retrospect, they used me. They claimed they wanted to formulate an organic storable food line with me. And then they sent me all the samples and I had my lab do all of the tests at that time. But of course, you know, those tests are not valid for more than a year because the food lots keep changing, right? But we tested it at the time and I helped promote it at the time, again, years ago, and then they withheld money from us, you know, affiliate money, and refused to pay and claimed they couldn't do the accounting. And then they just hoped that we would go away. And ever since then, they've been falsely claiming that their product continues to be recommended and approved. So not only did they rip off the Natural News operation and rip me off, but then they falsely claim that I'm still approving their product. It's like a double fraud. It's a double fraud and it's crazy and it's just wrong. You know, that's the thing. And there are many people in the alternative information industry. You know, there are many good people, many good Christians, but there are a lot of fraudsters who claim to be Christians, claim to be operating with a Christ-like, you know, approach to life, who behind the scenes, they're ripping people off, committing fraud, withholding payment, lying, all kinds of things like that are going on. So if you happen to purchase a long-term storable food product that you thought was Health Ranger approved from some other company, that is fraud. You should probably ask for your money back because that was being sold under false pretenses. It's blatant fraud. And we are doing something about it through our attorneys, but that may take quite a while. And this also gets to another issue about our lab and lab testing and so on. And this is why we've stopped testing other people's products entirely. I mean, and publicly talking about our test results. We still test other people's products privately, but we don't publish the results. And here's why, because there have been so many cases where we have found some third-party product to be clean. And we would say that, you know, we would publish something. Hey, it's super clean. It's A++ rating under our low heavy metals verified system. And we do that for free. We never charged any companies. You know, we don't have a paid service, for example, where companies pay us to test their products. We don't do that. I should clarify. We do sell a heavy metals testing kit in the Health Ranger store where people can submit, you know, their hair samples or their own food. You know, they can submit food from their favorite restaurant or something if they're concerned about seafood having mercury, whatever. We do offer that testing, but what I mean is we don't solicit corporations to test their products for profit. We do that testing for free. We go out and buy people's products and then we do the testing for free. And in the years past, we had then published some of those results to say, you know, like these brands of beer are very low glyphosate or no glyphosate, things like that, or these brands of products have low lead. The problem we ran into is due to the just total lack of ethics and honesty, I guess that just characterizes humankind or something, because it's in every industry. These companies would take that claim and then they would put it on their product and they would claim it for years. And that's not honest. They would claim, you know, Health Ranger lab tested A++, and they would never remove that claim, even though testing has to be done routinely because the quality of the raw materials changes over time. You know, in fact, we test every production lot, every lot that comes in, we test it. And if the lot is bad, then we reject it. And as I've said before, we reject an estimated 80% of the lots that we test. So for example, we sell turmeric powder. We don't just test it once and then claim it's clean for 5 years. We test every lot of turmeric because some lots are good and some lots are bad, and we have to reject the bad ones. So if a company is out there claiming that we tested their product and it's all good, they're lying in the sense that we don't do routine testing. And they're using different production lots, probably from different farms and different sources and suppliers and so on. So you see how the dishonesty is easy for them to perpetuate out there, just trying to skate by on, you know, our work and our goodwill. I tried to do this testing just in the sense of doing what's right and helping people choose clean products and even helping other companies. And in return, they turn around and exploit it and commit marketing fraud and claim it's clean forever. So that tells you something about humanity and, you know, this entire industry, frankly, doesn't it? It tells you something. So I'm not saying that every product out there is dirty. That's not the case. What I am saying is the clean foods tend to be in Europe, by the way. The dirty materials get dumped in the United States. So the U.S. gets the dirtiest foods of all because the U.S. has the lowest standards, or the non-existent standards in most cases, via the FDA. So that's why food in America and supplements and superfoods and storable foods, that's why it's got to be tested. If you lived in Europe, and maybe some of you do, you can rest assured the European, you know, bureaucrats, as much as you might hate them for other things, one thing they're actually good at is testing food safety. And it's a nightmare for food producers because they got to jump through all these hoops and do all these tests. But for the consumer, it is a cleaner product. The EU has much more stringent standards. If you're buying food and supplements in the EU that are, you know, under the EU regulatory system, you can rest assured those are cleaner foods than what people are getting in the United States. And I don't know where Canada falls in all of this. My impression is that they're a little more strict than the US, but not as strict as the EU. But I'm not an expert on Canadian food regulatory rules. So don't quote me on that. But I know in the US, the food supply is dirty, dirty, dirty. And I know that a lot of the food producers are dishonest and fraudulent because I've experienced it firsthand. I've seen it. And I wanted to bring you this message so that you know, testing clean food means something special. It matters. And I run a multi-million-dollar laboratory, and it is not cheap to operate. Just the annual maintenance on one of the instruments that we run is something like $30,000 to $40,000. And we have multiple instruments. We probably spend $100,000 plus a year on maintenance on instruments to do these tests, okay? So, and that's what these other companies are trying to exploit, take advantage of, and claim that we're testing their products continuously, which we're not. So anyway, we're not going to test anybody else's products. I mean, we're not going to publicize it, I should say. We will continue to do our own tests, but you know, we're just going to focus on us producing super clean food at the best prices possible with the highest integrity in the entire industry. And if you don't buy foods from us, maybe, you know, because we don't produce everything, at least look for certified organic. That's the next best thing. And if you can't find certified organic, then it's pretty much a crapshoot of what you're going to get. It could be high mercury, high lead, high pesticides, glyphosate, total contamination. It could be anything, because the conventional food supply is really dirty and it's really toxic. And that's most of the storable foods industry right there. So that's the truth that you're not going to get from very many other people. But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. And I appreciate you tuning in to hear this truth from my perspective as a food scientist running a food lab, looking at the food industry. And it's pretty disgusting what's out there. Bottom line. Thanks for listening.